Russian sports fans are obsessed right now with a high-profile hockey team. Nope, not Dynamo Moscow, not SKA St. Petersburg, but the Washington Capitals, right here in D.C. Why? Player number 8, Alex Ovechkin. He's known around these parts as Alex the Great. He may be the hottest young star in North American hockey, and he's Russian, one of four on his team. This season, the Capitals are a true Cinderella story. Back at Thanksgiving, they were in last place in their division. Then, thanks largely to Ovechkin, the Caps skated, checked, and scored their way to the National Hockey League playoffs. I just had to jog down the street here in Washington's Chinatown to catch some of the pregame buzz before taking today's playoffs matchup between the Capitals and the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm standing right outside the players' locker room, just off the ice, here at the Verizon Center, and I'm with Dmitry Chesnikov. He's covering the Caps for Russia's Sovetsky Sport newspaper. Hi, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Now, there are lots of Russian players in the NHL, the National Hockey League, and the Caps have four really good players. How did that happen?
Well, not only that, they have the best player, the best Russian player, if not the best player, period, in the NHL playing here in Alex Ovechkin. He just won the scoring trophy. He got the most points than anyone in the NHL. He's a star, and people love him here.
So what makes him so great?
It's just the game that he plays. He's more of a North American type of player, very physical, great skill. He hits people. It's just, you know, fans, hockey fans in North America, just excited to see him here.
He's a Russian-style hockey player, like more polite or something?
They use skill a lot more, just skating the puck instead of just dumping and chasing and crushing bodies. But he's definitely a new wave player who can combine skill and his physical play.
I read something, and I want you to tell me if it's true. I read that hockey fans in Russia root against America's NHL teams because there are so many Russian players here, and people want them to come home to Russia and play in the World Championships. Is that true?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, up until this year, they want the teams with the most Russians to lose, so the best players would come back and play for the national team and try and win the World Championship. Not this year. They love those guys so much, the Caps and the Russian guys, to go ahead and win the entire thing.
So they're rooting for the Caps now.
Pretty much, yes.
I read that even the Caps are like Russia's team.
Yes, back in the 1990s, the Detroit Red Wings were, they had the great five, the five Russian guys who won three Stanley Cups for the Red Wings. But not anymore, it's the Caps now.
It's the Caps. It sounds like a Cold War exchange program, you know? Russian kids come to Washington to play hockey.
Well, when Sergei Fedorov was the fourth Russian to join, we're on a headline that read, Russians invade Washington. But it's still ironic that you have Russian players helping the team from American capital to win the Stanley Cup.
Dmitry Chesnikov is a lawyer here in Washington. He also covers the Washington Capitals for Russia's oldest sports newspaper, Sovetsky Sport. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And here comes the game. Well, today's game didn't go so well for Alex the Great and the Capitals. The Flyers shut them out 2-0. But the playoff series is now tied to one game apiece.